There's an overwhelming amount of financial advice in the news and on social media. Who do you listen to? Are they looking out for what's best for you? How do you tune out the noise? In this podcast, trusted advisors Emily Augusto, CPA, and Amanda Vaught, JD, bring their extensive education and experience to delve into all aspects of personal finance. Emily and Amanda make topics like investing, taxes, and financial planning interesting and accessible. And they provide a framework to help you think through the plethora of financial advice and news out there. Are you ready to start making the best personal financial decisions for you? Welcome to Connecting the Dollars with Propel Financial Advisors.
On today's episode, we are going to discuss what it's like to work with us. We've been doing this podcast for 2 seasons, and we're starting the 3rd season now, and we've never done this. So we want to walk everyone through the process of what it's like working with an advisor at Propel, from the intro all the way to the resources that you'll expect to receive from us. So where should we start, Amanda?
Yeah. Oh, probably with how fun and great it is to work with us. But yes. I think logistically, you know, we would just start at the beginning, right? Yes. So I think some people have worked with a financial advisor before. We might work a little bit differently than what you've experienced in the past, or somebody who has never worked with a financial advisor before might say, well, what are they really doing for me? What's it like? What should I expect? So hopefully we can address either of those today. But it just starts with an introductory phone call or Zoom or meeting. I think, you know, typically it's Zoom lately, but we can do any of those depending. And so with the intro phone call, I mean, for me, it's usually like 15 minutes or up to 30 minutes. And we go through just why the person or potential client is looking for a financial advisor. There's typically something that's happening in somebody's life that is making them want to reach out. Not always, you know, it could be something that's been like, oh, I should deal with this and finally dealing with it. But usually there's something that starts it.
Right. And whether you find us, you know, on Google via this podcast, or you're a referral from a current client or a friend or family member, that would be the same, process. You'd start an intro call with one of our advisors and help. We'd start with identifying, you know, what your priorities are, or if you already have something, like Amanda said, you're probably coming to us because something might have changed in your life. So yeah, it's kind of just getting to know that if we're a good fit for each other. And also, no matter how you find us, even if you do know one of us, we have so much information on our website. So you can see kind of the things we're paying attention to, the types of education we provide, and read our bios if you're interested. I think that's a great resource before you even talk to us.
Yeah. Of course. And, you know, I think personally, our bios really set us apart from a lot of other financial advisors, right? Our education and experience. But that's not what this is necessarily about. So let me move on. So typically after an introductory phone call, we get an idea. We do both financial planning and investment advising work. I think a lot of people don't know what the difference is between those two things. And I didn't right before I started working in this field. So financial planning work is what I is typically like, can I afford to buy a house? How do I pay off this debt? How do I plan for retirement? It can include tax planning. What else, Emily, am I not thinking of?
In financial plan, yeah, it could be like planning for college for one of your children.
Right.
Planning for saving. Expense like that you're going to have in the future. You're usually more specific questions, but
like personal finance questions. Some people it's budgeting, right? Everybody has a different thing that they tend to be worried about. And then the other side of it is investment advising. And so that's, you know, how do I invest my 401k? How do I invest my Roth IRA? Whatever the savings account is. And so those are sort of two separate services we offer. And then we offer them a la carte. So we can say, you can do financial planning with us without having to do investment advisory, or we can do investment advising without doing the financial planning. And depending on the person, one or the other might be more appropriate. Yeah. So based on that introductory phone call, we typically can get an idea of which service we offer would be most appropriate for the
right
for the client. So
yeah, and both of them kind of work hand in hand, but if you've already maybe have an investment advisor, or you more or less do it yourself, sometimes though it's nice to just talk with an expert about those certain questions, those financial planning questions. Keep in mind, during these introductory calls, we are fiduciaries, or Propel Financial Advisors is a fiduciary. And so we're not trying to sell you anything while we're helping you come up with these priorities. We are really trying to just point you in the right direction and help you identify what's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then after we get to that point where you decide you would like to hire us, we would send a contract for your review. And then we also include our form ADV, which is a regulatory paperwork that the SEC and state regulators require. I know that stuff can be very boring. It's boring for us to put together, but these types of documents are very important. Just so you know everything about our firm, that everything is on the up and up. We also, you know, have a code of ethics and a privacy policy that we provide you with. And then we are always available to answer any questions on that paperwork. And then our contract is open-ended. There's no termination date. Unless it is for like a financial planning, we will occasionally do one-off projects where the financial planning engagement will end once the financial plan is delivered. But for an investment management, it's open-ended, and we will be your investment advisor for as long as it makes sense for you. So,
And then, so after that, initial, paperwork and all that, we'll have another meeting typically to specifically go through an RPQ, which, I forgot what that stands for. This very second.
Oh, the risk profile questionnaire.
Thank you. So we do an RPQ for each client, and then we can revisit it every so often as things change to your risk tolerance or to the time horizon. So in order to create a customized portfolio, things we need to talk about are, you know, how old are you? When do you plan to retire? Are you self-employed? What are some of your, savings goals? And also how worried are you about the market? Are you more interested in saving in bonds, or do you want some specific equities? I was going to call you Danielle. Amanda does a lot of work with social ESG funds. And so if that's something that you want to incorporate into your portfolio, she can help you with that. If there's specific, other things you're interested, that would be the time where we would talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's a good starting point as far as an investment advisory client. What's important to you? What's your goals? Right. And so, like before I said, we did a la carte. So if you did a financial planning engagement with us, we would have a good idea of some of these things already. Mm-hmm. If you do just investment advisory, we do include some of that type of financial planning questions, because we need to know some of those questions in order to invest appropriately for our client. So, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to move on to the actual account setup, things like that. Okay. So the custodian we work with is Charles Schwab. So if you already have an account there, we would send you a form to link our Propel Financial Advisor account with yours, so we can see the information and be able to trade on behalf of you or on your behalf. And if you don't already have an account at Schwab, we would create one for you. or as many as necessary, and we transfer the assets or the cash or whatever you have in your account over to Schwab again, so we could see everything in your account and trade for you.
Right. And I just wanted to add about Schwab is that Schwab is your custodian. That means they handle all the money. It's in the Schwab bank. The money is always in a client's name. So as an investment advisor, we just have access to trade, and then our bill comes out of the account, and that's it. The money is, we never have access to your funds to, you know, withdraw it or anything. I think some people are a little bit concerned about how that works. So, you know, obviously we take that very seriously. And it's just an important distinction to say, you know, this is, there's a wall there, but, right.
You're sending money to Schwab, not to Propel.
And, right. Exactly.
And there's a, so there's the login that we can see and do our trading in, and you also have a personal login to Schwab. So you can, you know, go in as often as you like and check on it that way. You can also move cash electronically from your Schwab account to any of your outside accounts if you needed to.
Yeah. And then as part of our service, we help with the Schwab paperwork. So opening the bank account, moving funds, transferring funds, changing beneficiary paperwork. I mean, the paperwork at a bank can be a lot. And so, you know, we help with that. So.
And most we can do electronically through DocuSign now, which is really nice.
Yes. Yeah. And then so Tamarac, do you want to go over that a little bit, Emily?
Yeah. So Tamarac is another software that we use to, you know, trade in your account and run analytics. It's a performance software. So you can log in. There's a portal for our clients. You can log in and look at various performance metrics comparing to certain benchmarks. As we were discussing this earlier, Amanda mentioned, which is a great point, that you can see an entire household. So if you and your spouse are both clients of Propel, and you know you're okay with sharing the data or information with your partner, you can look at a household and see everything in one place. As opposed to Schwab, you can only see the accounts that your name is on specifically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Schwab does provide a fair amount of information for account holders, but this software gives a little bit extra. You can see performance over time, returns that include, I mean, I think one thing with Schwab, they show you the price change of a holding in your account, but they don't show you the total return. So that total return would include the dividends from stocks or bond, coupon payments, all of these things that contribute to the returns of your account. You can see in Tamarac and you can't see in Schwab.
You don't have to look at them, but we, you know, they're available if you ever wanted to look at them.
Yes, yes.
And then, so aside from being able to go, you know, dig into your own reports, we provide quarterly reports. So at that time, it's a good time if you did have questions to try to set up something with your advisor or, you know, look at that quarterly report, because we all know how the market moves from day to day, week to week, month to month. So once you have like a better picture of a 3-month period, that's when you might want to say, okay, I actually want to change a risk tolerance, or, you know, you want to discuss something else that's going on that might affect your portfolio.
Yeah. Or even just, even if you don't want to change it, but you feel like you want to change it, that could be worth bringing up to your advisor, because then we can, I mean, help guide people through these decisions. If there is a market downturn and you would get spooked, you have somebody to call, you have somebody to say what's happening, or, you know, and then we can say, is it appropriate to lower your risk in your account, or do you need to stick with it? And we talk it through. And for each person, it's different. It could go either way. So,
yeah. So speaking of talking to your advisor, what is the best way, if you did have a question kind of offhand, to get a hold of you or to find some information?
Like I said, I mean, it's different from person to person. I know some clients work differently and some advisors work a little differently. I mean, I prefer email, I think David loves the phone call. Danielle likes to text. And so, but we all will accommodate different clients who prefer different types of communication styles. But I do tell people I like an annual meeting as a minimum. So some people want to have more meetings and some people really don't. They really just don't want to deal with this. Mm-hmm. They just want the professional to deal with it for them. They don't want to think about it. So for that type of person, an annual meeting is sufficient. Other people want more active participation. So they might, usually twice a year to up to quarterly meetings can be good. Mm-hmm. To go through your account, especially when people are new, usually a more frequent meeting is appropriate just to make sure that you're comfortable with everything that's happening. Make sure the strategy we've come up with is playing out how we want, that type of thing.
Yeah. And if you have a general question, I'll take a moment to plug our podcast again. Take a look at our podcast episodes, maybe take a look at some of our webinars and blog posts on our website, and we may have already covered questions, or you might come up with some other ideas that you want to discuss with your advisor at that quarterly or annual meeting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I think that covers a lot of the basics about what it's like to work with us, right, Emily? There's more to it.
Of course.
There's a lot more to it, but that's the start, right?
Yeah. And on the back end of things, so you're kind of seeing, we're kind of talking about the actual client facing work, but while we're not talking to clients, there's a lot of other things going on, like researching funds. What are some of the other things that you do on a daily basis?
Lots of research. We do a lot of due diligence on the investments we buy. So we always research those in advance before we buy anything, but we also attend, all of their education events from the different companies to keep up and make sure they're still doing what they're doing. We rebalance, we look at tax loss harvesting, tax gain harvesting, to other tax planning questions. We do our investment committee meeting regularly where we go through, what's going on in the markets. Do we need to make changes? Where do we keep the same? I don't know. It just goes on. Yes.
Basically all the things that you don't have to think about anymore, we're handling and thinking about for you.
Right. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I was probably pretty involved, I think. If you've never worked with someone before, hopefully this helped you get an idea of what it's like, the things that should be included. Send us any questions if we missed something. Otherwise, find us on our website, propelfinancialadvisors.com, to schedule a meeting. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add, Amanda?
I was just curious, maybe I'll ask some clients if they, if there's something we did for them that made a difference to them that we didn't mention, I'd love to hear that. So,
yeah. All right. Everything will be in the show notes that we mentioned today. And of course, we'll be back next time with some more exciting personal finance information. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
That will do it for this episode of Connecting the Dollars. Nothing discussed in this episode should be considered legal, financial, or tax advice. If you like what you heard, please subscribe for more at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your content. When you do, please give us a rating and a review. To see the links we mentioned in our show, along with other great Propel Financial Advisors content, go to connectingthedollars.com. You can find our past episodes there and subscribe to our newsletter. And if you're still here because you have a general question, you can email us directly at info@connectingthedollars.com. Or if you're interested in working with us, click the Schedule a Consultation button on our website. Thank you for listening.